This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Steve Miggs, happy Friday, my friend.
It is here.
You know what? I just want to know real quickly if you think I'm raising a little nerd or if I'm a bad parent.
Well, we know you're raising a rocker based on yesterday's conversation. We heard all the awesome songs that your son Barrett is into, from Quiet Riot, Twisted Sister, The Presidents of the USA.
I'm at least doing that right.
Yes.
But here's the deal. We've got a bunch of family coming into town. We have a celebration of life happening on Sunday for my Aunt Robin. And so I told Barrett all week long that he can skip school today.
Okay.
Because he's got cousins in town. So I'm like, yeah, Friday off, buddy. So exciting. And then last night he drops the bomb on me. He's like, hey, can I please go to school tomorrow?
Oh.
And I was like, oh no, now I'm the bad parent that was trying to get him to skip when all along he really wanted to go.
Oh, I don't know if it's more so about the education process or this.
I'm sick of you.
He's definitely sick of me.
He just needs a break from mom.
Oh God. But then we had this whole plan that he was going to spend the night at my parents' house last night.
Okay.
Yada, yada, yada. Well, that all got blown up. Shout out to my dad who saved the day once again and had a sleepover at our house last night and is going to get Barrett ready for school this morning because our nanny is, of course, out of town. So,
well, your nanny caught wind that your dog just had leg surgery and is like, yeah, that 90-pound dog, you think I want to worry about that?
Dipping out.
I'm on vacation, bitch.
Oh, so yeah, Barrett demanded to go to school today, so he's a little nerd. Or maybe he just likes the social aspect.
I was going to say, it might be him being a little nerd, but I think it's more about, because I know how it is with, like, Tatum, because, I mean, I know he has, like, you know, stepbrothers. But, like, he's kind of by himself.
For sure.
So, same thing with Tatum. And Tatum loves hanging out with people. So, I don't think she really cares about the education process, but she just loves chilling with the homies.
Well, that's what Barrett's doing today. He's chilling with the homies.
Yes.
You ready to inform the rockaholics?
Let's do it.
Knowledge is power. So, give us 5-ish minutes, and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download,
a.k.a. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And have you ever had, well, happy National Mint Julep Day.
Yeah.
So I think you know my question. Have you ever had a mint julep?
Yes, it's the official drink of the Kentucky Derby, Steve. As if I've been to the Kentucky Derby.
I think I'm going to go. What school is Barrett going to right now? Because I think I might want to go hang out with him instead. What is in a mint julep?
I don't even remember. I just know there's mint in it. Maybe like a bourbon. I don't know what else is in it.
Sugar.
Water. Okay.
Served over shaved ice. Wait, it's a shave ice?
I've never had it like that.
I'm in for that.
Yeah, apparently they planted mint at the Kentucky Derby back in like the 1800s, and it was supposed to be for cocktails.
Okay.
And then the mint julep became the official drink of the Kentucky Derby in like the 1930s.
And they call it a classic Southern drink.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to try
it's
one.
It's very refreshing.
Well, hey, I think some Seattle Kraken fans might have been drinking yesterday when they found out the news that our new head coach is Lane Lambert. Although maybe some people do believe that. You know, the jury is still out. I'm not going to try. I've been a hockey fan my whole life. I'm not going to try and act like I'm an expert about any of this stuff. I mean, his track record, he doesn't have a lot to work with as far as, like, he's only been the head coach for a little bit when he was with the Islanders. He had an okay season, but then he had a crappy season the next day, and they just got rid of him right away. He recently has been the assistant coach with the Toronto Maple Leafs. He's known for his defensive mind, which, you know, if you want exciting hockey, that's not the guy you want. But maybe he's going to bring some new energy to the team. I know I sound very pessimistic because I don't know what's going to happen with this, but he's the new coach of your Seattle Kraken, the third coach in 3 years.
Wow.
And speaking of hockey, The Stanley Cup Finals have been set as the Edmonton Oilers are going back to the Cup Final, hoping this time around they could beat the Florida Panthers. They defeated the Dallas Stars to win the Western Conference Finals. And I always love like the superstition and traditions that are involved with hockey. A lot of people say don't touch a trophy until you win it. Don't touch the conference championship because it's bad luck for the Stanley Cup. So they didn't touch that trophy that the Western Conference Championship trophy last year out of superstition. This year they touched it. They're like, scooch, it didn't work for us last year. So let's pick the damn thing up. Let's take pictures with it. It clearly didn't help us. So I'm excited. I hope that the Edmonton Oilers win the Stanley Cup.
That's what we were pulling for last year, I feel like.
And game one is on Wednesday of next week.
The Oklahoma City Thunder have secured their spot in the NBA Finals. They took down the Minnesota Timberwolves 4-1 in the Western Conference Finals. Now they wait to see if it's going to be the Indiana Pacers or the New York Knicks. Last night, the Knicks fought off their elimination with a win, so now the Pacers are up 3-2 in the lead. Game 6 is tomorrow.
So I feel like the entire 206, or just the entire state of Washington's rooting for whoever comes out of the Indiana Pacers.
1,000%.
New York Knicks. I do not want to see the Oklahoma City Thunder ever winning a championship. I want that curse to live there forever for them.
Yes, please.
Hey, Mariners, man, what? I don't know if you were watching the game yesterday. I was. They were down 2-0. They tie it up. It's 2-2. Goes into extra innings. I'm like, let's go, Mariners. The momentum's going. Let's go win this series. And then they just fell apart in the 10th, gave up a bunch of runs, 7 runs in one inning. No. It was terrible. They ended up losing 9-3. Up next, Brian Wu on the mound, so hopefully they could win the game. He's been pitching pretty well this season, so they're taking on the Minnesota Twins for a weekend stint happening here over at T-Mobile Park.
Let's go, Mariners.
As far as weather, hitting a high of 75 degrees. It's going to be a nice sunny day today, so enjoy it outside. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Migs Show.
Earlier this week, we got a voice message from a listener who had a little bit of a challenge for us, Steve.
Okay, you guys love a good stupid challenge.
Yes.
Who on this show can sing the Whopper song better? You know, the Whopper, 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 Whopper song. Come on, Migs. You lost the whistling challenge.
I did.
Time to step up. Your fellow pie's on. You better be able to sing the Whopper song.
Whopper, 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 Junior, double, triple, Whopper, impossible, or bacon, Whopper, I rule this day.
BK, have it your way.
Well, even though Danny isn't here, he heard about the challenge and he tracked down the guy who does the jingle. His name is Crown, and we're going to see who he thinks can do the Whopper jingle better.
I love that Danny actually did this during his time off.
Oh, I appreciate it so much. Is it going to be me or is it going to be you, Migs? Everyone will find out at 6.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Migs Show with Taryn Daly.
I have the knees of Amy Schumer, but I want the knees of Nikki Glaser.
And Steve Migs.
I barely ever wash my feet, and I'm still alive.
On The Rock 99.9 KISW.
You might know him best as the Whopper guy.
Whopper, 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 Junior, double, triple, Whopper, impossible, or bacon, Whopper, I rule this day.
That's right. I think we played that jingle more than we played Nirvana.
You're probably right. We are now getting to know not just the Whopper guy, but Crown, who is an amazing MC, a dad, an Air Force veteran, all-around incredible person. Crown, good morning, and thank you for jumping on with us today.
Oh, good morning. Thank you all for having me.
No, Crown, I have to say, before we talk about all the Whopper stuff and just the insanity with that, so when we found out we were going to get to chat with you, you know, every morning I like to come into work and I put on some music that's going to get me in, like, the right mindset. I heard somebody, a buddy of mine, say they do that so you can be in good spirits, good energy.
Uh-huh.
And so yeah. I search your stuff and I listened to, of course, Love My People, which I was like, damn, dude, this is so great. But it was a newer song or newish called You Know We Got It. And
right.
That song, I'm not joking, the last couple of days as I'm pulling into work, I know exactly how long I've got. I hit play on it, and it just, a little extra pep in the step. It's got a good energy, good message, and I'm just a fan of music that kind of inspires you to want to be better each day. And dude, props to you I'm a new fan. I love it.
Oh, I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, just those records right there, I think it touches to, you know, just everything going on today. So, you know, it works. It works. You know what I mean? It makes some people feel good, and I love that.
And there are moments, though, when you're listening, you're like, oh, there it, okay, now I'm hearing the Whopper Whopper voice.
Can't escape it.
Never.
You know, it might be that Gemini thing. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, okay, I'm going to show you this side, and now I'm going to flip it.
I'm like, I'm feeling inspired, but I'm also rather hungry all of a sudden.
Yeah, exactly. All of a sudden. Dang, this guy just makes me just want to double.
Take us back with the whole, I mean, just everything that happened with this Whopper insanity. Like, just give us the full backstory of how it all happened for you and what it's been like since it's happened.
Oh, so, you know, since I've been out here in California, I would say, you know, being a part of the Beacon Street Studios family has just been tremendous. What they do is they just really, you know, instill confidence in you to be like, you know what, man, just attack this thing. We know you don't sing, dude, but, you know, your energy and all that stuff. Hey, you know what? Give it a try. And at that day, we were actually working on album material or music, you know, our own personal Crown and MOB stuff. And then it was so interesting. The Whopper Whopper one might have been probably the fourth or fifth one we did. So I had already did like four before that, and it started as a rap, and then it just grew and grew and grew.
Crown, do you ever like standing in the grocery store line, just like bust it off real quick and blow somebody's mind that it's you?
No.
Do you ever pull up to Burger King and then just
No. And you know, the funny thing is I hope, and I have been through the drive-thru a couple of times, and I'm like, I hope they don't think when I say something like, oh, can I get a Whopper Jr. with no onions or whatever? You know, hopefully they don't recognize the voice or nothing like that. But the good thing is my face ain't on anything. So,
well, that was going to be my next question. Do they give you like a lifetime, you know, subscription to free Whoppers, or do you get any Burger King perks?
Not me. I'm not me, but you know what? I don't mind paying.
So we're chatting with Crown. Crown, also incredible music artist. Crown and the MOB. Just check them out on Instagram and online as well. Crown and the MOB. And we're talking about the Whopper jingle. Up until last week, our friend Taryn Daly over here never had a Whopper. We had to order it through DoorDash while we were on the air, got a Whopper for breakfast.
No way.
And she finally experienced the Whopper.
I loved it.
It's the GOAT.
The greatest. Yes, it has to be. I mean, come on. It's the original. It's the original beefy burger. Like, why not?
I know. I'm just disappointed I waited 40 years to try one. But now I'm, you know, the queen of the Whopper.
You're part of the crew now.
Yes. Part of the MOB.
And look,
You're all in.
When I switched to being a plant-based weirdo, that was like one of the greatest moments is when, hey, Whopper's got the Impossible Whopper.
And you know what the interesting part is? When I was doing that spot, I was like, dang, that Impossible Burger looks amazing. I was doing so many jingles, I wasn't able to try it. So I'm like, so I'm going to take your word for it.
Yeah. Hey, so while we have you on, if you don't mind humoring us, because we have been playing this jingle quite a bit.
Whopper, 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 Whopper.
And then we had a listener that messaged us on our voicemail line through the Odyssey app and said, hey, you guys like dumb challenges? And we do. Like, we've had a whistling challenge where we try to whistle. I don't know if you ever remember the Scorpion song, Wind of Change. It has an opening whistling line, and we had the lead singer of the Scorpions on to judge who was a better whistler. So now a texter or a voicemailer wanted to know who on our show is better at singing that jingle, me or Taryn.
Let's do it.
So we were hoping, I mean, who better to have judge it than Crown himself, the man who sings the jingle?
Let's get it.
All right, so let's play a quick song. And when we come back, Steve, we're going to have Crown himself judge us doing the Whopper jingle.
Definitely, definitely.
Awesome. Good, because we got a big Whopper challenge to get to.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
We are going to have more with Crown, the voice behind the Whopper song, and we're going to find out who can sing the Whopper jingle better.
Whopper, Whopper,
me,
Whopper, Whopper.
Or Migs. Find out after AC/DC.
Go.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Daily Mix Show.
If you are are just joining us, we have been chatting with Crown, who is better known as the Whopper Guy, famous for this.
I love how we all dance when we hear it, too. So now we're going to see who's the better singer of the Whopper jingle, you or me, because a voicemail from one of our rockaholics challenged us.
Well, let's do it then.
All right. So
so much pressure to perform in front of the Whopper Guy.
I know.
No, you should understand the pressure I had, you know.
Crown, now I was very confident with the whistling one. And when we had Klaus from the Scorpions on, I could not whistle because my mouth was shaking so much.
And you was probably smiling too, excited. Yeah, I get it. I totally get it.
It's just so totally absurd. So this is right up there as far as one of the more absurd challenges that we've had. Who wants to go first?
I want you to go first, Steve.
Okay. All right.
Call him out. Call him out.
Yeah.
Whopper, 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 Junior, Double, Triple, Whopper, Flame Grill taste with perfect toppers. I rule this day. Lettuce, mayo, pickle, ketchup, it's okay if I don't want that Impossible or Bacon Whopper, any Whopper my way. At BK, have it your way. You rule!
You rule!
Yeah!
Let's go! Let's go.
That is a tough act to follow.
All right, step to that.
Also, the fact that we're doing this a cappella.
Oh, that's some energy right there.
Oh, do you need the music there, Taryn?
Can we have it? Whopper, 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 Junior, Double, Triple, Whopper, Flame Grill tastes with perfect toppers. I rule this day. Lettuce, mayo, pickle, ketchup, it's okay if I don't want that Impossible or Bacon Whopper, any Whopper my way. At BK, have it your way.
You rule!
Oh, man.
You know what? I don't know. Both.
Both? Come on, I crushed it. Give a vote for your Brooklyn brother.
They both were tough. You're right. You know what?
I feel like I would give it to you, Steve, because you did it a cappella. I had the crutch of the music.
Well, while we're talking about it, I have to give you such massive props. If people go to thewhopperguy.com right now, you built a page that shows our show love, and it's also a chance for people to win a custom Whopper jingle from you.
That's right.
And we have the ones that you made
right
for us.
The voicemail.
Oh, it's cool.
Yeah, so here's the one about Taryn Daly. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's get
all right, here we go.
Taryn can't be bothered, probably busy grubbing Whopper, sipping margaritas with her feet in the pool. Don't worry, she'll call you right back. You rule.
So great.
So awesome. That's my new voicemail.
All right, let's check out mine.
Steve can't be bothered grubbing on some plant-based Whoppers, watching WrestleMania and getting a tattoo. Don't worry, he'll call you right back. You rule!
And then Danny, who's not here with us right now, but of course we can't leave him out.
No.
Let's see what he did for Danny.
Danny can't be bothered, probably busy grubbing Whoppers, jamming Fallout Boy like he's still in high school.
Yes, he is.
Don't worry, he'll call you right back. You rule.
He does rule, yes.
Crown, this has just been the coolest. You are such an inspirational person. You bring so much fun to what you do. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you guys, man. I mean, that, you know, when you're able to do that for people, I mean, that's the blessing part about this. You know what I mean? Like, having fun with it. You know what I mean? You get all kind of crazy stuff, too, but you don't focus on that stuff. It's just the smiles and the excitement that you see on people's face. That's all I care about.
It's a jingle that brings a great smile to all of our faces. And also,
absolutely.
I mean, and before we go, I just want to give a sample just so people could go out of their way and definitely check out Crown and the MOB. Here's a taste of Love My People.
Put them hands up. Yeah, put them hands up. Amazing. So damn amazing. To my brothers and sisters, my pops and my daughter, nieces and nephews, salute all y'all to those I can't get through. To my dogs all locked down. Black hustlers.
I got goosebumps right now. Maybe it's because we're doing it while we're with Crown, but man, it's just feel-good music right here.
That's right.
And you have a full backing band. Like, this isn't just pre-recorded stuff. Like, you have a full band that you do it with, huh?
a full 10-piece band. Incredible, incredible artist that I learn from every single day.
How do we get you to perform at Taryn's backyard? She does a big festival every summer.
Ooh.
We call it the Camp Cash Summer Bash, and my dad's band always plays Crown, and he's a trombone player, so we've got a horn family.
I actually played trombone in high school before I got into sports, so it was like, okay.
Oh, I love it.
I play drums, so you only need to bring 8 of the other members. Like, we're good to go.
Hey, look, there it is. I mean, we got two out of ten?
Yes. If people want to follow you on Instagram, again, your handle is Crown and the M-O-B. Give them a follow. Check out the music. And the custom voicemails, you can check those out at thewhopperguy.com.
That's right. Truly thank you. Truly thankful. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Right on, you guys. Take care.
Take care.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like a shot at beating Steve? I bet Crown could have beat you.
Oh, great.
Steve's got a record of 177 wins, 58 losses, and 40 ties in 2025. Call now, 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 650.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.